Before 1941, Pearl Harbor was a place unknown to many Americans. That was the case for Wilbur Wright, an 18-year-old who was sent there in 1938. It was the beginning of a 6-year tour of service in Honolulu. We remember Pearl Harbor on this edition of The American Countryside.
Each day, The American Countryside brings you a new and interesting feature from somewhere across the nation. This Christmas, you can bring a piece of The American Countryside home with you or give it as a gift. Our stories have been transformed into books and CDs that will keep you entertained at home or in the car. Just go to AmericanCountryside.com to see the entire collection of books and CDs from The American Countryside. Be sure to leave us a note so Andrew can personally autograph your items for yourself or a friend. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com, where we always provide free shipping.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Wilbur Wright says he wasn't a good fit for college, so he sought to join the Navy before he graduated high school in Northwest Missouri.
I waited, and they called me a day or two before I graduated, and so they gave me my diploma early before the rest of them graduated, and then I left.
He completed training in San Diego, returned home for 2 weeks, and learned where he'd be heading.
They assigned myself to Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, and I didn't even know where Pearl Harbor was.
It was 1938, and he was stationed on the USS Ogallala, the flagship of the mine layers. He remembers one trip coming back from Midway Island when he was visiting with his friend Paul Bloom.
He was a German Jew, and we were sitting up here on the forecastle, you know, out of sea. And he says, "Well," he says, "we're going to be in war pretty quick." I said, "Well, how do you figure that?"
The conversation was in the summer of 1941. Wilbur had heard of a war in Europe, but thought it was far removed from the U.S., Bloom told him the war would begin at Pearl Harbor.
He says, "We're going to be in port, and the Japanese are going to attack us." And I said, "Well, when will they do that?" And he said, "Well, it'll be pretty quick. It'll be on a Sunday morning." And I thought, well, he's really got a pipe dream. So I didn't think much about it, and I never thought about it again. But, you know, that come right out to that exactly a T.
Bloom had shared his prediction with others. After the attack, he was questioned by the CIA, but they determined he'd just made an astute guess. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Next time, as we travel the countryside in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.